Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tis a Friday.
And you have dared to spend time with the DJV crowd, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Jay is here today. Victoria is here today. Jennifer's here today. And today happens to be Wear Blue Day, like that beautiful blue dress that you wore when I met you how many years ago? 4 or 5 years ago?
It's a blue dress. I guess dress it's day. 5 years.
Yeah, it's finally a blue dress. Thank you.
Blue dresses, an essential day celebrated every year on the third Friday of Men's Health Month. And apparently the Friday before Father's Day as well. This month, and this special day created by Men's Health Network, a nonprofit focused on educating people regarding the numerous health issues that men, poor men, are the poor things that we suffer from. My heavens. Every day, all the hours I spend with the three of you, suffering through so that we can figure out what's going on. Well, that's not really what this is aimed at. The motive of the organization is to change the male perception regarding health checkups and screenings by launching several educational campaigns. They usually start during the month of June. The Men's Health Network, founded back in 1992 by a couple of men who were adamant about making a difference by improving the quality of life of men. The founders include male activists and therapists and writers, wanted to have men know more about health and wellness. Men are tough. Men are strong. Men don't need to go to the doctor, right? Wrong. The entire month of June emphasizes creating awareness. Today is Wear Blue Day, spreading the required message using a single color. And so why blue? Well, the color represents the ailments that largely affect men, including testicular cancer, strokes, lung cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, prostate cancer, several other illnesses that decrease lifespan for men. So it's I think that it's a shame that men, and I say this very directly, very meaningfully, men, you know, Victoria likes to use the word, no, she likes to, but she does, stupid, moronic, and that's basically what describes a man who thinks that he's big and tough and strong, and I don't need to see the doctor because there's nothing wrong with me. Well, I think most people who have had problems after they had that attitude or would say things like that would tell you probably there's a different reality. Very important to have a yearly checkup. Know what's going on in your body. I say that because that's my belief and has always been. I started getting physicals when I was 23 years old. Have had at least one a year since then. Everybody's different, to be sure. But I want to know what's going on in my body. I want to be able to accommodate whatever things my body is telling me need attention. Because none of us live a perfect life. And under the circumstances, if you do abuse your body by smoking or drinking or driving in it's all of those things. And then there are other things. Sometimes we have no control over some of the stuff that's around us, but the things you have control over are the things that you will find when you're taking care of your body, I think, more often than not. Mental health as well, very important. So I'm glad, Victoria, you brought that to our attention. I don't know if we talked about this last year, if we did celebrate.
I don't remember.
That's the right word. I don't remember either. I think I might have remembered had we done it, but it doesn't make any difference. It's calling attention to your health and wellness. And it's appropriate for it to be on Father's Day weekend, too, because it is all about Dad this weekend, as it was all about Mom last month. And so, yeah, be smart about it. And I suppose if you have others in your life who love you, your children, your spouse, whoever it is that's around, perhaps they do you a great service. They do you a disservice if they don't if you have the, let's say you're coughing up things that aren't supposed to be coughed up, and you don't check it out. It's just, that's just dumb. Okay, so, and as Dr. Ken says frequently, I can't afford to lose any listeners. We can't. We want them all. And so appreciate that the spirit of the, or the intention, if you will, of the notice message, the idea that we need to take care of ourselves is certainly paramount in our thinking today, as is the end of the Supreme Court session and the announcement that they did a couple of things, the effort to kill Obamacare. Well, let's go through. Jennifer, you want to go through the things that the justices voted on that are impactful for any and all of us? Because there are a lot of interesting decisions here. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were two big rulings that came out of the Supreme Court yesterday and a big message, I think, that was sent actually from all the justices. So first up, excuse me, there was an attempt by some Republican-led states, attorneys general, that had tried to end, again, you know, it's not that you can end the Affordable Care Act, but you can take away pieces of it. And so there was legislation that found its way up to the Supreme Court. And if you remember last year when Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the court, you had Kamala Harris, you had a lot of people, Dianne Feinstein, saying that if Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the Supreme Court, that they would strike down the Affordable Care Act. Well, turns out that that was not necessarily true. Fear tactics, I think, as we all play politics. The decision came down 7-2 to preserve the Affordable Care Act as is. And the two dissenters, it was kind of interesting because Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, they all voted, and they typically are conservative justices. They voted to preserve the Affordable Care Act.
What basis did they explain why?
Yeah, because, again, it's about the law. It's about how the lawsuit or the case is written, right? So Stephen Breyer, who has gotten a lot of attention lately, a lot of people on the far left want him to retire so that Joe Biden can replace him because he's into his 80s. There's been a lot of pressure on him to go. He's the one who wrote the opinion on this. I shouldn't say the dissent. He wrote the opinion, the majority opinion of the seven justices, and said that, and the way I understand it is that the way this case was done, that it wasn't the state's job to actually be the defendant in this, that it should have been an individual who was harmed by it. And so they threw it out on that basis, that it wasn't really the state's job in this particular case, the way the case had worked its way up the court, to be in the that defendant role. So it was about the logistics of how this was rolled out. And so Breyer wrote the opinion. Clarence Thomas chimed in on it, who is, you know, typically is not a person who has said he likes the Affordable Care Act. He doesn't think that it's constitutional. And he said, look, I'm not a big fan of this, but the way this is written, it is not the job of the states in this case to be the defendants here. So they did the 7-2 decision. I think it was Alito.
And Gorsuch,
Alito and Gorsuch, who were the dissenters. So that was how that came down. Kind of an interesting bedfellow, right?
Yeah, strange bedfellows, yes.
Yeah. Now, the other one that was 9-0, and I think this is where the message came, is about whether or not a Catholic charity in Philadelphia, could be punished for choosing to not offer foster kids or adoptees, essentially, to same-sex couples. And so the court voted in favor of that organization to be able to choose, because of their First Amendment rights, who they would allow fostering to without losing the funding that they were getting from Philadelphia, from Pennsylvania. So that was a 9-0 decision to protect the rights of this Catholic foster care. And the reason I think that one is important is that even the very liberal justices on the court, and we'll use Breyer, for instance, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg before she died, they all bristle at the idea of packing the court. Because right now, the narrative that you're getting from the Chuck Schumers of the world who are considering packing the court is that this is an activist court and that it's divided 5-4 because Donald Trump packed it with conservatives. That's the narrative that you're getting. And so I think what's interesting is that in these two big decisions, you got the majority of the court voting one way or another. And I think that was done purposely by the court, because I think they wanted to show solidarity, because even the liberal justices don't want to have more justices added to the Supreme Court for political reasons. So I think there was a big message sent yesterday, particularly with the, you know, these important rulings everybody was watching. I don't know if Chuck Schumer and others in the Senate are going to be listening to that, but it is clearly not a divided court on politics. Again, sometimes you have to vote for things that you may not like, but you vote for them because that's the way the lawsuit, that's the way the case is presented to you. So kind of an interesting day.
Yeah, you know, also in that, when while we're thinking about that sort of thing, I thought it was interesting this week, the Education Department extended Title IX protection to transgender students. Is this going to end up in the Supreme Court as well? Wondering all of the attention.
Well, no, this actually already was in the Supreme Court before Trump left office. And yeah, this is basically the Biden administration saying, okay, well, the Supreme's already ruled on this one, so we're just now going to actually make it enforced. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that it's going to end up back there again. I don't think the Supremes would even take it on because
it's
sort of settled law, as they say. Yeah.
Right, exactly. They've done it once. So there's a legal realities of things that have happened to us, to the country, if you will, this week. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner checking in on trending things, plus the final opportunity for the final week of you to win our prize package for Father's Day. That's coming up in a matter of moments. And if you're a dad and you've been, we were just talking about the fact that it was a blue day and think about your health and well-being. If you're heavy and you're overweight, heavy and overweight, same thing. I guess that's a bit redundant. Let me underscore the reality of helping yourself to good health by losing the weight and keeping it off. Once your body gets used to not having all that extra weight, 30, 40, 50 pounds, some people are losing, some folks more than that, but the average person, when he or she goes on a diet, it's a pretty amazing thing. The BMI is up to 30, we're supposed to be about 25, and the weight is 40, 45 pounds more than it ought to be. So, thinking about that, and how well you can be if you have the right weight quotients, check out what they offer and how it works at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Weight loss formula with no drugs, nothing special except things that are special. Aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes, all natural way. Buy 3 months, you get free 3 month supply using the DJV code when you check out at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Mick Miles. BMW recently announced the updated 2022 X3 Sports Activity Vehicle and the 2022 X4 Sports Activity Coupe. For 2022, X3 and X4 begin production in August at BMW Group's largest global production facility plant in Greer, South Carolina. The lineup includes rear-wheel drive X3, S-Drive 30i, all-wheel drive X3, X-Drive 30i, and X4, X-Drive 40i models. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three past the hour here on the DJV program. It is Friday, the 18th of June, and the things that are trending today, pretty important for us to go over. We'll do that. I suppose maybe one of the things, Jay, that's trending is the fact that it's your last chance. We've been talking about this all week. Actually, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks because we've given away a couple of these prize packages, and maybe we'll acknowledge the two winners so far and get those who have been on the fence, if you will, about entering the contest. We'll do the rah-rah shish-kumba after this.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall when you're ready to paint. Shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint, and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, so let's get at it, Jay. The giveaway, who, by the way, were the two? I wanted to refresh my memory and memory of everybody listening and congratulate once again the two winners already in the Father's Day contest where we gave them the Works prize. We gave them the Works, if you will. So who are those two?
Yeah, week one's winner was Tisha McCoy Benavides, who I will say when Work sent the prize pack, it happened to be delivered on a Sunday while she, her husband, and the kids were outside doing yard work. And so her husband kind of got an early Father's Day gift because she was like, oh, wait a second, I can't hide this. And then right, Rick Geisler was week two's winner.
All right, good. So can you be the winner this week? Well, it's pretty easy for you to get. Well, is it easy? I suppose it is pretty easy.
Super easy. You just need to go to Instagram or Facebook at DJV Show and tell us how your Father's Day celebrations differ from this year versus last year. Fathers, grandfathers, father figures, moms who play the role as dad. Anybody can get in on this and know who your judge is because Doug will pick the winner. You have until 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time today.
All right. The Death Watch. I thought it was interesting. The one that I saw first was the Daredevil who was practicing for a world record jump. How often has this happened? So we got three people of significance, right, that seem to be trending here today, Jay?
Yeah, like you said, the first one, daredevil Alex Harville, only 28 years old. It was during a world record jump attempt. He was trying to launch his bike off a ramp 351 feet at the Moses Lake Air Show in Washington. He came up short, crash landed in the dirt mound, tumbled. I mean, it was it was pretty rough.
Another,
I don't understand this culture.
I don't either.
Challenge yourself. And throw
evil Knievel stuff.
Danger.
Yeah, right.
I mean, some people get away with it, and then some people don't.
The Willenda family that does the tightrope stuff across the buildings in New York, up, you know, high enough so you can't even see them oftentimes when they do their stuff. That's been going on for a long time. I don't know that any of them have ever fallen off and died, though, but. What is it that makes you want to do? Well, the Canadians that do the tower work, you can't find any Americans. Some Native Americans do it, and Canadians, you know, the towers that, radio towers, television towers that sometimes go up 1,000 feet. These guys climb up the side of them to paint them, fix the lights, do that kind of stuff. Who in the right mind wants to do that? Okay, who else died?
Frank Bonner, W.
Oh, sorry. I just barely can stay upright. That's all I was going to say. I don't know why people set themselves up.
Yeah, I trip walking upstairs.
This was that.
Well, and he also just had a baby last month. Like, you have a one-month-old, and this is the kind... No, the daredevil, Alex Harville. You have a newborn baby, and this is the kind of stuff that you do, and now your baby grows up without a father. It's just so stupid.
All right, so we got WKRP. The salesman died, right?
Yeah, Frank Bonner, he died at 79, suffering complications from Lewy body dysmorphia. Is that how you say it? And then...
Dementia.
Dementia, yes. Yeah. And then there was also Dawson's Creek writer Heidi Frerer, who died by suicide after suffering long-haul COVID symptoms.
More COVID stuff. All right, there it is, kind of a sad trender, but that's what's going on. That's what people are thinking and talking about. 28 after the hour.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day.
That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Google has opened its first brick-and-mortar store in the United States. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Google has opened its first retail store in New York City in an attempt to put its various hardware offerings in front of customers. The company announced the Chelsea, New York store last May, saying it's going to give customers the opportunity to get their hands on its Pixel phones. Also, Nest Home security products, Fitbit devices, and Pixelbook computers. They can also meet with employees for troubleshooting, repairs, and installations. In a briefing earlier this week, the company also said they hope to provide a space where customers can try all of its devices and showcase how they work together. The store features curated rooms to show off the Pixel phone's night sight camera and the Nest Hub's smart screen, as well as experiences to show off its services such as Imagination Space, where guests can whisper a phrase and hear the same phrase whispered back to them in 24 languages with text displaying on a screen using Google Translate. Google says customers will also be able to take part in how-to sessions and other workshops centered around the company's products.
Google was founded September 4, 1998 in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is between San Jose and San Francisco, California. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour this Friday, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here, live and lively. Victoria Keelan as well. Jay Kirshner, we're here to think. It's very interesting, you know, the old expression, and I remember hearing this when I was younger, follow your passion, follow your heart, do what you want to do, and the money, the big bucks will come. I think that works, but I don't know that it's always big bucks that makes you rich. I'm not a rich person in the sense that I have tons and tons of money, but I have a wonderful life surrounded by great people like the three ladies who are here in this program, surrounded by my family. And I don't know whether it's me and I have that attitude and I want to be able to love these ladies and to love my family and to love what I do, but that's what I do. And so I think that makes me very rich. I remember once having a conversation with somebody that I loved, asking her whether or not she thought she was wealthy or rich. Which was it? And it was a little of both, understanding that it takes sometimes both. So a lot of people who don't have money resent people who do. A lot of people who have money don't appreciate it. But then there are always those who do appreciate the gifts that they have earned and or been given. And maybe that's the attitude to have. Be thankful for what you have, even if it doesn't seem to be a lot. I know a lot of people don't have that attitude, but I think it's a great one to have. Frankly, all right, Victoria, the Kim Jong fatty reality looks like he's been on Calitrin for a while, or perhaps something else. So a lot of people thought he was just dead, right?
Yeah.
Now he shows up and...
Well, there's been speculation. I don't know that...
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been all kinds of health issues. The last time we saw him, or the last few times we've seen him, and again, we never really know if it's real time or if it's he's like the Britney Spears of North Korea. Like, we don't really know how recent the pictures are. So he's been walking with a cane. He's had all kinds of health issues. His father and grandfather both died of heart issues. So we know that runs in the family. He's known to be a very heavy smoker, heavy drinker. He's just sort of heavy in general. He's 5'8", and previously weighed 308 pounds, which is a lot of weight on a 5'8" body. It looks like now there's speculation that he's lost somewhere between 20 and 40 pounds. His face is definitely a lot slimmer. These are new images that appeared this week. He was at a political conference in North Korea, and so the world always looks to see what his physical health may be. And so he definitely looks healthier. The speculation is that he has been trying to lose weight, not because he's ill, but because he's trying to prevent, getting sicker or having other health issues. But, they notice every little thing. He wears the same watch. I mean, he's not exactly like, a flashy dresser. So he always has the same outfit on. So the people have noticed that his watch
has... uniform.
Yeah, people have noticed that his watch has been cinched more than in past photos. His face definitely looks slimmer. So that's the latest health update on him. We never really know much about him. But
I think that the pronouncement that we have to be ready for confrontation with the Biden administration and the business about nuclear, the focus on nuclear energy or nukes in general. This is just more saber rattling. It's what he wants to do. It's what the Chinese have been outwardly doing. They don't say much. They just do it. The Russians. What's the latest kind of interpretation of what Biden and Putin talked about? Anything new being revealed in the last 24 hours from what we heard about after the Wednesday meeting? Anything new show up?
Not a lot of big reveals, I don't think. No, I don't think there's anything that's come out that, hasn't already been out there. Just to add on to your North Korea conversation, though, the price of food apparently in North Korea is skyrocketing. So maybe he has to lose weight because he can't afford it anymore. I don't know. They were saying that a bunch of bananas is the equivalent now of $45. So imagine that. People are fighting for stuff to eat in the streets. It's not a good situation in North Korea. They're fighting over just the basics. So,
and we don't really know how heavily they were impacted by COVID, right?
That's true. Yeah, we don't.
I mean, I've heard things like they didn't really have any, like a huge outbreak because they're so cut off from everyone else. And then I've also heard that they've been decimated by it. So, I don't know. And that's the thing. We just never really know what's going on there.
Yeah. All right,
as far as the Biden-Putin meeting, though, I mean, it's now just people kind of, it's the White House spinning what they want to come out of it. It's the critics of Biden, spinning other things. Maybe the meeting shouldn't have even happened because we didn't get anything from it. So there's just, there's a lot of that. But as far as, new actionable items, I think we know what they want us to know. How about that?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about from our side or their side or both sides?
I think both.
No, I'm saying we know. They've told us what they want us to know that they talked about.
All right. Speaking of COVID, apparently there's going to be an investment of $3 billion on the part of you and me, the taxpayers, to foster the development of antiviral pills that will be used against COVID. So how do these work? Do they? Everybody takes them?
It's kind of like a pill form of remdesivir. So if you have it, essentially the way Fauci described it working in the future is that, you wake up, you don't feel well, it's not a cold, then you take a test, you have COVID, you call the doctor, you get a prescription for this, and you treat yourself at home. So kind of like originally people were calling remdesivir sort of like a Tamiflu, which won't cure the flu, but it definitely lessens the symptoms and gets you through it faster.
So is this on the market already, Victoria? Is this already available?
Merck has an experimental COVID drug that the Biden administration last week announced that they're buying into. It's called Molnupiravir. And so, they have all these weird names.
You mean you can't pronounce it like I can't pronounce
Molnupiravir. Or Molnupiravir. I don't know. Anyway, it's something that apparently
that
is
same
working
bag
so
as,
far.
As whatever that stuff is.
Oxycontin.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Okay. So, There's, I guess that's hopeful, good.
So basically what it is, you take it for 5 days, and you take it, you take two a day. So that's apparently
antiviral that'll allow for home treatment is essentially what it is. Mm-hmm. So the, because with remdesivir, if you get it, you have to be in the hospital and on a night.
Yeah. It's IV.
You get it
via
IV. Yeah.
Okay. So today, is today Juneteenth? I'm trying to figure out.
No, the 19th.
The 19th. So today's the 18th, so it's tomorrow.
Today is the day that companies are honoring the day, so you get an actual holiday.
Okay, this vote just took place this week, right, to make Juneteenth a hospital, to make it a national holiday, sort of? Yes,
yes.
Didn't that vote
it
take place
it is a holiday. Yep.
Monday?
It was signed by Biden, I want to say, yesterday, was it?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, actually, so what do you think?
It was the strongest speech that he's given. I'll say that. He looked like... He looked in control of the message, and in my mind, I think that there's always a lot of heavy notes and all this stuff that goes on. But it, the speech he gave yesterday, I thought was pretty good. I thought he did a good job.
So what the I don't know anybody. I was talking to some friends yesterday. They never even heard of it. They didn't know it had been passed. They didn't know what it was, what it was supposed to do. So how do we educate people if this is going to be? As I said earlier in the week, I'm not supporting this. Not because I don't support the message, but because I think there are too many holidays in there.
We haven't had a new federal holiday since 1983.
Good. Yeah. We should.
When it was Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, that was the last one. That's more appropriate for me to put that celebration, if you will, or acknowledgement together with the 19th or...
Unfortunately, I think most people, Democrats, Republicans, everybody seems to have come together on this one. In fact,
it's nice for a change.
Yeah, I mean, this is not like it wasn't new. President Trump, when he was president and campaigning, was talking about how we would make Juneteenth a holiday. It became a bigger story last year. It became a story after George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. I mean, I think everybody has talked about Juneteenth a little more than they ever did over the last probably 5 to 7 years. But I think it obviously picked up and moved its way to the front of the list after last summer. And it's essentially, to me, this one, this is about celebrating freedom. It's about celebrating Abraham Lincoln. It's kind of interesting. There are a lot of people that are saying, you know, maybe as like more of the
Lincoln's
party realizes what this
is
about, they might not be so exciting because this is actually a day that was created by the Republican Party. I mean, freeing the slaves was a Republican thing. The Democrats, to remind people, were the party of the slaves. So, and the KKK, for that matter. So in Texas,
let's not breeze past that. That's a very interesting reality. You brought something up I'd forgotten about. The party of Byrd, who was the leader of the KKK in West
Biden's
Virginia.
That was Biden's buddy.
Yeah.
Long after he denounced it. I know people on the right love to put that together.
That's an exaggeration.
There are a lot of years in between when
let's
he...
Let's not get
but
that.
If, but okay, that. I know, but like...
The news. It's interesting, there's a survey.
People tried to do that to Trump, so...
But back to what this is all about. There was a survey that came out this week finding that nearly half supported the idea of having school open so the history of Juneteenth could be taught in the public schools, which is my point of view. There were 35% who supported making June 19th a federal holiday. A quarter of the respondents said that they were opposed to the idea. The rest, when it was explained to them, as Jennifer just did in part, it seemed like a good idea. Because, there are a lot of people who would admit that they just want to have another holiday because they don't want to work. Then there are those who really believe or understand what the message is and think it ought to be a legal public holiday for that reason. But it was passed. My God, look at the numbers here, 415 to 14. So it wasn't like there was a question about supporting it.
Right.
It was very well supported. There is originally, I think it was known as Emancipation Day. Back in 1865, anyway. And it was because one of the Union generals informed the soldiers who were in Galveston and those who had been enslaved there that the Civil War was over and that they were free. So that's why
it took 2.5 years. That's why Juneteenth is important, because it's not Emancipation Day. That's a different day.
Right.
Yeah, it's a totally different day. It took 2.5 years after Emancipation Day for the word to travel to Texas
that the slaves had been freed, but
no one told them.
That's part of this business that people don't really understand.
I would assume it wasn't just Texas. I would assume there are plenty other pockets of slavery
all
in the
South,
who didn't tell the people, you know, slaves.
Right, yeah. You're still a slave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I just think it's a great idea. I think that having a day off, though, what happens is the meaning for most of these holidays gets watered down because there's a sale on pajamas at Macy's, or you can go buy a new car, or, you know, whatever it is that waters down the real impact of these things. And I think that's what we forget, and that's what my opposition is based on, frankly. This is a teachable moment. This is because, again, going back to what Jennifer just said, most people don't really know what it's all about. And
I think generationally, I feel like when Trump, this would have been 2 years ago in 2019, he didn't know what Juneteenth was, and because there was a backlash, he was having a rally that night. And so they ended up moving it to the next day out of respect for it, and he admitted he didn't know what it was. And my parents, I asked my parents at the time, I said, do you guys know what it is? And they were like, no, this is not something. It just seems that older generations weren't aware of it.
Well, but still, it's a teachable moment. That doesn't mean we are the ones who should be the decider. It should be everybody, all ages. And back again to my strong feelings that we have, as this is not just something I'm saying lightly, but we have too many. We are, as a productive country, we lose time, and the competition now is fierce in the production area between especially the Chinese and the Americans. And I think that's part of what goes on here. And plus the fact we're doing a lousy job educating youngsters as to the history of our country. And this is an important event in the history of our country. So all the more reason to be in school and to focus on it. That's my point of view. Anyway, at 47 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Are you experiencing financial hardship and finding yourself pressured of owing the IRS back taxes? The experienced professionals at Allied Tax Relief can relieve you from IRS collections. Most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Marie, a pleased client of Allied Tax Relief.
My hours were cut in half at work, and the IRS was threatening to collect $27,000 I owed them. I contacted Allied Tax Relief for help. They were able to put a stop to the IRS collections. Once they negotiated my debt, I walked away paying only $700 to the IRS.
Especially during these times of need, Allied Tax Relief is able to negotiate various Fresh Start programs to relieve you of your IRS tax debt. Call Allied Tax Relief now, 800-755-1028, for a free consultation. Use this pandemic situation to your advantage. Now is the best time to get IRS forgiveness. Call today, 800-755-1028. This call could save you thousands. That's 800-755-1028, 800-755-1028.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time for a review, a hard look at the top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steff, and here to do that is Victoria Keelan, who goes from number five to number one. At number five, Netflix has a pretty interesting announcement, yeah?
Yeah, I think this has actually been well received this week. Netflix has launched an online merchandise store, Netflix.shop, and it features products inspired by the shows that they carry, the original Netflix shows. It's the company's first foray into commerce. Until now, essentially, they were only making money by subscriptions. And so the new store features items like apparel and toys and games and immersive events that are tied to the shows. Like if you're a Lupin fan, which is the French TV series on Netflix, they've got decorative items inspired by Lupin. And they have streetwear and action figures, things like that. Some of these items will eventually be available through their retail partners like Target. The price points are $25 to $75, so it's pretty accessible to a wide array of consumers. This was sort of kind of, they talked about doing this for a while. Josh Simon, who's the VP of Consumer Products now at Netflix, he left Nike last year, so that was a pretty big signal that they were going to get into consumer products. Netflix says they're going to debut new products from The Witcher, which stars Henry Cavill, and Stranger Things, which is sort of one of their cult favorites. They're going to have all kinds of items from those shows. Stranger Things will be really fun because that show is set in the 80s, so you can expect a lot of 80s fashion-inspired items for that, which will be cool. Right.
Number four, Facebook has something new.
Facebook is planning to roll out its podcast. It's kind of a platform, essentially. And so it's going to start June 22nd, and eventually they'll add a feature where listeners will be able to create clips from their favorite podcasts and then share those. So hosts can link their existing podcast RSS feed to Facebook, and then you will automatically, after that, every time you publish a new podcast episode, it will automatically appear on your Facebook page. This will show up under a new tab that's simply called Podcasts, and so podcasters who publish on the platform will also be opting into Facebook's podcast terms of service. It's pretty standard, the agreement, but this is something maybe a few podcasters have raised some issues with, who's actually protecting the intellectual property of their podcast. So I'm sure there'll be some legal stuff happening in the future. But for now, if you want to have your podcast spread around on Facebook, then this is a great way to do it.
Help yourself. Number three, Verizon and a deal, of course. Yeah, this is a real deal.
Yep, Verizon's joining several states in offering a financial incentive to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Customers who've gotten at least one dose can get a 10% discount on accessories from either the online or physical stores. To sweeten the deal, Verizon's actually letting customers stack that discount on top of sale prices. So, you know, right now Verizon's selling Apple AirPods, the Pro version, which is the, you know, the high-end version. They're on sale until June 20th, and you get an extra 10% if you've had one shot already, or if you've had two, you go in, you provide your validation that you've had the vaccine, and you can get your discount. And they're also offering all these customers are going to be eligible from June 15th until July 31st. So you just have to fill out a questionnaire, you get a promo code, and then you have to shop before August 15th.
All right. Number two, a Senate bill makes it easier to do what?
This is a great thing, and I hope that this gets passed because this is already a strong bipartisan effort. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill Wednesday that would make it easier for people to cancel online subscriptions after the free trial period has ended. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me. I know everybody has suffered with this. Once you sign up, you get like 7 days free of Netflix or any kind of music listening service. They take your credit card, and then if you forget to cancel before the 7 days are up, they automatically bill you. And sometimes it's monthly, sometimes it's for the whole year, and then you're just stuck. And I know, Doug, you said you've got gym membership stuff, that same thing.
Yeah.
So this bill is called...
L.A., whatever they call it.
Fitness. L.A. Fitness, yeah. This bill's called the Unsubscribe Act, and it's going to require sellers to allow customers to cancel a subscription in the same way that they signed up, which most people do like a one-click thing either on their phone or on their TV on an app if they sign up for something. And so now this bill, if it gets passed, you'll be able to, with the same one-click, opt out instead of having to sit on hold and calling customer service, which I think is great.
All right, number one... this week in tech stories has to do with something introduced in the House.
Yep, on Friday, last Friday, House Democrats introduced five new bills meant to chip away at the power of big tech companies, targeting a variety of practices that antitrust advocates say are stifling competition. Mainly, this is going after Amazon. Amazon has their Amazon Basics line, so if you want anything that they make, when you search for that on Amazon, they put their own product first before any other company. That kind of stuff would end if these bills are passed.
All right, there they are, top five tech stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.